This is Brian.
This is Casper.
Yo, this is ED.
This is Darius Lewis.
This is Troy Hill. And you're listening to the Knights at the Sound Table.
Strip club voice and shit.
I'm letting them know that they're listening to the Knights.
Knights
at the Sound Table.
We sitting at the table, son.
Yeah. I might also add in that Brian's the only person got a Tinder profile pic and stuff on his thing here.
You're dying, man.
How's we gonna get through a podcast, man? Cause we be dying.
Yeah, was that Ric Flair in the background?
Yeah. We going in the realms that I'm not familiar with. You 50 years old with some skinny jeans and shit.
I'm not physically designed to wear skinny jeans.
Yeah.
I would need to have like skinny jeans like a kangaroo pouch down there. Because I couldn't wear them any other kind of way.
Su espectro.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the Knights at the Sound Table. I'm your host, Troy Hill. Tonight we have Ed, we have Darius, we have Lee, and special guest host Lisa. Lee, how is everyone doing this evening?
Doing good.
Marvelous. Marvelous.
Marvelous. See, I hear there. I hear.
I must. Yeah, I must say blessed.
That's what I like. How about you, Lisa? How are you doing this evening?
If I was any better, I'd have to be a twin.
Okay, well, that one. You know, you say tomato and I say Nintendo. Or is it potato and Nintendo? I can't remember. But anyways, we got some topics going on this evening. And Darius is going to go ahead and introduce the first topic of the evening. What do you got, Darius?
All right. The first topic of the evening is the As Seen on TV products. I wanted to see how you guys feel about them, if you think some of them are as ridiculous as I do. So the first one I want to talk about is the shake weight. I would like to get Ed's thought on that to see what he thinks, how they came up with
that. Oh, my God, man. One, I don't think men should use it. I remember seeing that clip when Charles Barkley was using it. I was like, oh my God, man. It's crazy. Yeah, it looked wild, man. A man shouldn't use it, and he definitely shouldn't use it towards his face area. It's just not something that should be done. Right. I don't know how effective it is, but it...
Oh my God!
I don't know. This seemed like some men were excited to use in some of those commercials, but then again, some women in the commercials loved it.
Yeah. I guess based on your likes and preferences and things, you know. That's a rough one.
You're not gonna be able to do it. Is that what you're trying to say?
No. The kid ain't gonna be able to do that.
You don't think there's no future for some Knights at the Sound Table shake weight in the merch store?
Nah, man. Somebody less. I mean, they have us misconstrued by sending those joints. I'd be clearing my throat like Marco. Excuse me.
And all of a sudden, the store has
10,000 orders from Mark X.
you got the wrong address on this.
What are your thoughts on that, Lee?
Just a ridiculous piece of workout equipment, because it's really not a workout. It's like a 70s porn gadget, I'd say.
Well, okay. And what
just visualize it.
Have you used one, Lee?
Yes. Oh. Actually, I have one.
Oh. The story has taken a turn I was not anticipating. Yeah,
you notice how silent. Thank you.
Let me.
I don't think the guys would have said any damn thing else. We just sat here the next
Yeah, I don't care. I'm Lee Bowden. I'm Lee B. I'm gonna keep it real. Yeah, I got one. I thought it was gonna do something.
Well, you're the worst now because like you could have said you had one. Now you say you got one. So
no, I still got it. It's still around here somewhere.
Corner, looking at you right now.
Pick me up, Lee. Oh, you miss me?
Yeah, please.
Get that forearms. The forearms get a little smaller. But yeah, I had to give one for some reason.
What's your
I don't know why.
On it, Lisa.
Well, here's the deal. No, there. I can confirm there are not any of them in my house. But here's what I think, and I don't know the history of why it was created or who created it, but I'm 99.5% sure it was a man that said, look, we know that women buy stuff off of these infomercials probably more than anyone. How funny will it be to see women all over America doing this?
Well, I mean, you look at the commercials and stuff, they were shaking that like an anticipation, like something was going to come out.
I don't understand what you mean.
They were shaking it like some type of an explosion, like, and they were anticipating. That's what I'm saying.
But what kind of I don't understand what would be exploding out of a shake.
I don't know. Some type of shake.
You're so nasty. You're so
protein.
Nasty.
Yeah.
All y'all are nasty. Darius, don't let them take you to the dark side. Oh, Lord.
That's what they was thinking. They was going out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's weird. I think a lot of people, I mean, I have used one. Like, if, I mean.
I knew it.
No, I don't own one. I don't own one, Lee Bolton. I don't own one.
I knew it.
But like,
yeah, Lee got to sit next to that lamp with like a leg and a lampshade on it, like Christmas story or whatever. That's where the shake weighed at too. Sit right next to it.
And I don't know how to say this. This is going to get taken the wrong way for sure. But like, if you do it right, it does work.
What's right?
What works?
And how would you know?
I just said I've used one before. We got one as a joke for one of the people I used to work with. And so when it came in, we were all laughing. And I was like, okay, well, oh. Like, it's weird, but.
Oh, it worked like that? Like a battery operated?
No.
Lord.
I hate you so much, but no.
No,
first of all, those aren't the kind of sounds that the battery operated will make you make. Second of all, no.
Damn.
My okay. bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, okay.
I mean,
I guess my thought is like, what were they thinking when they came up with this product? Like
they were thinking exactly what we just talked about. That's what they were thinking.
I mean, I honestly think that they probably, I don't think they made a shit pot of money though. Like,
oh, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I want to find out what their thought process so I can come up with a product and make some money.
Because people will buy anything, especially when it got to do with like weight loss or fitness. They will buy anything.
That's 100% true.
I mean, you think the person that made it, like they was actually cooking some shake and bacon?
No, I'm telling you, whoever made this, this is the MO of the person who made this. One, the guy was a pervert, and he probably owns a van, a dirty ass white van that says free candy on the inside. But when you open up the inside, all there is a piss soaked blanket and like a Yankee candle. That scent smell is piss as well. That's probably what this person was. So
shag carpet, yeah.
Okay, did y'all know that there was a male version and a female version of the shake weight?
No.
No, I didn't know that.
Lee. No idea, Professor. Didn't have no idea.
Maybe that's why you didn't get the results that you were looking for, Lita, a first time.
Maybe I got the wrong one.
Though it says it has both versions, but it was originally released as a product designed specifically for women. See, I'm onto that. It's some asshat that thought he would be hilarious, and he ended up making $1 billion.
Well, yeah, we're gonna see how that works. We're gonna see how it's gonna fall off on the merch store. Coming tomorrow, y'all. The Knights of the Sound Table.
If we have a Christmas party and y'all don't think that's gonna be one of the white elephant gifts, you're wrong. I'm ordering one today. Somebody'll get it for Christmas.
I'll just bring you mine.
I hope Lee gets it, and then he'll be like, "Now I got a set." They'll kick his foot up.
I got a set now.
They don't even weigh 2 pounds, I don't think.
Yeah, I can just see Lee opening up that Christmas gift, being so happy, jumping up in the air, and it'd be like that little silhouette and stuff. You like kind of like do the freeze frame. That's when the credits roll down. That'll be Lee on Christmas. White Elephant Day.
Nah, I want that. I want that ass scene on TV. Miracle Bamboo Brawl. Oh, that's what I want.
But speaking of,
man, they got so many products.
Yeah, what's another product you got out there, Darius?
Oh man, you know another one that had me crying laughing was the Flobee.
Oh, that's the haircut one, right?
You know that? Yeah, it's the vacuum with some shears that be cutting your hair and stuff. So that was a crazy
was that design
concept.
That wasn't working for community, would it?
It ain't for the hood. It ain't for hood folks.
I don't think that will work with the community at all.
Not for me and Ed. Me and Ed, we got for that shit. Have a fucking straightened comb in there.
That's the other ditch. I saw that on the Soul Train at commercial breaks. It had like a womb comb built inside of it. Straightened and cut at the same time. Just sit it over the stove for like about a good like 2 minutes and you're good to go. But
speaking of that, how many of y'all had y'all hair straightened?
Straight?
Yeah, straightened where they put the hot comb on the stove and burn the shit out of your neck and your ears and your forehead.
Nah.
Yeah, I didn't have enough hair on my. I never put enough hair on top for any of that type of stuff.
Nappy head ass, get your ass out.
At least they didn't treat you like red in the Malcolm X movie. Shit so hot, you got to dip your head in the damn toilet and shit. You know, so
sometimes them Jerry curls felt like that though. Sometimes,
What's the name of that product that you can spray on the bottom of shit and you can go across the Everglades and shit. You can have like a hole the size of a door and spray that shit down. And you can go across the Everglades.
Oh, what is that? Like flex?
Yeah, that damn Spider-Man bullshit, man. I mean, does that shit work? Has anybody ever tried that before?
That flex still does work.
I was just getting ready to say it does work to that extent.
Yeah, flex still does work. Cover up a damn door size hole and travel across the Everglades, the alligators and shit?
Probably with enough of it.
I ain't doing that, but it does work.
If it works, it can save some money on some projects. You
know? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would definitely need some when I come to Texas for leasing.
I don't feel like I like where this conversation
Have you ever, have you ever used that before, Lisa?
I don't feel like I like where that question came from either.
What? I'm asking you a simple question.
Actually, yes, on a flower pot.
Okay, how did this feel? Right. Did it feel just like the commercial?
I mean, yeah, there was a crack in the side, and we just put it on the side, and because you can get it in clear, or I think it comes clear.
It comes and white, black?
Yeah, I think. I don't know, but we got the clear and just...
Wait, it comes in clear, clear, white, and Ed and Lee.
Black.
that's some beautiful colors right there at the end, boy. Call it BS. Everybody want to be us for real. We just got to see us. Inshallah.
shit make you a tough. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm trying to.
What other product you got out there, dude?
Another one is the Smuggies.
Oh my god, yeah.
that just kills me that all this is a damn blanket.
So what was it called? The Smuggies?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there. I'm willing to bet that Lisa has bought one at one point.
You would be damn incorrect, it. Sir. I know a lot of people that have. But.
Well, I mean.
It's really, and honestly, like if I ever visit where y'all live in the wintertime, I'll have to have all the Snuggies because this girl's not built for that kind of winter. If I ever visit in the winter.
It's a different kind of winter.
Like, I feel
it's
like
not
I
a Texas
die.
Winter, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yep, we've had like two cold days this year.
Yep, that's two. It.
And, but like the Snuggie, I feel like, and I'm trying to see right now if it was invented by, I feel like it has to be a woman. Well, there's a controversy as to which came first, the Snuggie or the Slanket.
Slanket.
It's the same. It's exactly the same product. Just who, I'm trying to see if it was a woman that invented it.
Damn.
I guess that answered the question.
He said, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess if you've ever sat underneath a blanket and you can't keep your arms, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like if you're curled up under the blanket, why don't you just keep your arms still and then you're fine?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up, Lee.
Yeah.
So, did you get your shake weight out?
Yeah.
Do I need to put the music on? Dum, 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 dum. Dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum. Turn off dum, the lights. Light a candle.
Yeah.
Turn off!
I don't understand it.
It's another product, though, I was looking at today, man, called the poop trap, and then hook it up to your dog. It's a bag, and you know what I'm saying, instead of
having a
that sounds like some lazy ass shit. That just sounds like you probably shouldn't have an animal.
It's crazy, man, and they collect it for you. You know, just be attached. To
I have a shitty ass dog because I'm not removing no bag.
They be running around. Right, they be running around with a bag on them, man. And I
said, hell yeah, be foggy,
man.
Yeah, man, they were selling it. Selling.
What other crazy products are out there? Because you know, it's like, I mean, we've seen what the ShamWow and all this other stuff. I mean, has anybody ever tried the ShamWow? Does it actually dry your shit to the point where you just gotta like not even swipe the shit and the shit becomes dry?
Now the ShamWow is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to give that some credit.
Never used one ever. I just use that tip. You know, you go to Walmart, they got whatever brand or version of they called it. Because they used to call it the chamois back in the day,
chamois.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, the chamois, yeah. Well, that's all the ShamWow is a chamois, but it's more absorbent.
It's like the bounty. It's the bounty paper
that's
towel
all it
of
is.
Chamois.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what other products are there out there? I mean, have you ever bought like something? Well, we've already kind of covered the shake weight thing not working. Well, Lisa said it works to some extent. Lee said it doesn't work. Is there like one thing that you just saw that you actually thought would work and you bought it? It was like a complete disaster.
I mean, I didn't buy the Flowbee, but I feel like that had to be a disaster.
I don't know. If you're in a community, it would have definitely been a disaster. But I don't know. If you got like long, straight hair, it might work, right? But how does the guard work on the contours of your head?
Right. Well, yeah, I don't know. When all the quarantine started and one of my guys that I work with couldn't get his hair cut, we looked online to see if we could buy one. And I said, I'll cut it for you with the Flowbee. but we couldn't find one. So
I mean, I will say
that's the idea.
I will say that the sea monkey, I don't know if they had commercials for him and shit, like when I was real little, but I will say that product kind of fucked up part of my damn childhood and shit. I was trying to build like a whole country of sea monkeys and shit to do my evil bidding. And I found out that
chia pet.
Yeah, chia.
Huh?
Chia. That chia pet was no joke either.
No, they still make money from that shit.
Every time you
go to the store, whatever the popular cartoon character, whatever it is that year, you should. You'll see Iron Man, Chia Pet, or what holidays you'll see. Yep. You'll see Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, whoever, So, I mean, I don't know who buys the shit because I wouldn't buy that damn shit, but people buy it.
Right. What about the clap-on, clap-off lights?
Shit, those commercials be bad.
The clapper,
it cracked me up because that old woman would be tired as fuck when she snap up out of her bed and shit. You're like, fuck! Fuck! Shake her damn head, clap her damn hands and shit. Lights go off. She looked like she just had a hard go of it all damn day. Like husband went off and got a pack of cigarettes, never came back home. She lost her fucking job. There's a whole bunch of damn shit happening in that damn day.
Met Sunshine at the bar.
So has Lisa, have you ever tried you're a little older than everyone here, the MSA 30 times sound amplifier that they had as on scene TV?
Or you'd be like a hearing aid.
Are so freaking funny.
Yeah, that it's like a hearing aid. Get them about 25% off now.
Hold on. Let me hold on. I got to put my hearing aid in so I can hear you.
I know. Yes. So you might want to get online and find that.
I mean, Race, you might want to, since you're the closest one to the half century.
Hey, did anybody buy X-ray glasses from the comic books when they were kids?
Yes.
Yeah, were you equally as disappointed as I was?
Hell yeah.
Or trying to buy that workout book and shit, but like that old ass black and white picture of the white dude that looked like he lifted a shitload of weights in his life. It was like some. He had like an all red jumpsuit on and shit. Yeah, buy my thing. You can get like all big and shit. And then like 4 weeks later, 6 months later, when you finally get the shit, no result.
Yeah, that was a Jack LaLanne, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. He's
so.
The guy that does the juicer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep.
But I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of damn products, that they just advertise. I mean, but it's not as really, is there as many those type of commercials anymore? But then again, I don't watch TV as much anymore, so I don't know. I mean, when I do watch, I mean, well, you already know Jared and Lee and Ed and even Lisa. You guys know sometimes I watch Comedy Central at night, and all you're going to see, you don't see like really infomercials,
I see where we're going with this, and it's about to
You know what you see, Lisa, when you're having all that damn fun? You're sitting there laughing because of David Chappelle comedy specials on and shit, and you're like, I can't wait to see what's next. Woo-hoo! Puppy in a cup! Please help these animals. I mean, they had like a giraffe with a goddamn pencil stuck in his fucking ear! Who wants to see that shit after seeing Dave Chappelle or Cat Williams or Patrice Williams or any damn buddy? Just make you laugh and cry. It's an emotional joyride on Comedy Central on Saturday damn night.
What song is it they be playing all the time?
So it's
God Save the Queen.
No.
I don't know.
Is it I Will Remember
Jimmy,
You?
Jimmy Crack Corn.
Yeah, Sarah McLachlan.
I thought it was the Titanic song.
Where it's like an animal being held up on the end of a damn big ass boat with a scissors stuck in his back. But in a cup. Welcome Sarah McLachlan to the show. Don't let
your love. You're going to have me throw some change.
You're doing all that laughing. Who got enough fucking money to save all the damn unfortunate kids and damn the animals, the monkeys with fucking staples in the back of their head? I mean, we ain't got money to do that shit. After laughing at Dave Chappelle, the comedy special, Dave Chappelle at 2 o'clock in the damn morning. Ain't nobody else even fucking up but you and a TV.
and all your damn thoughts. You just sit there laughing, finally getting yourself back right. Try and get yourself right for the next damn day. Next thing you know, it's a fucking tiger with a fucking mallet pasted to the side of his damn ribs, man.
Maybe she be saying he's cold.
Yeah, he's cold and hungry. And who the fuck sold this monkey on the back of this goddamn tiger? That's what we want to know. This monkey sold on the back of a fucking tiger. Oh, and according after watching The Lion King or The Tiger King, I mean, shit, you can get that tiger now for $2,000. A monkey probably like about $500. $250 or $2,500, you can get yourself a monkey and a tiger combo sold together, $2,500.
They be putting you on payment plans for $3.99.
We're guaranteed
75% job placement. And depending on the barometric pressure and the pollen count, it might only be 10% of that.
It's simple math, motherfuckers.
I hate him so much.
Well, he got much love for you, Lisa, because sit your ass down and listen to what the man has to fucking say. I think Lisa and the Wheelchair guy dated back in the day, and them two strong personalities just couldn't do each other.
We ain't gonna talk about that, Lee. What's in the past is in the motherfucking past.
That's shady.
Are you sitting down, Lisa?
How is that shit?
Well, stand your ass up. I got some more shit to say.
I'm just kidding.
Fair. I watched.
Hey, next time he come in, it's some simple math songs you're gonna have to play in the background for him, man.
I didn't show the video with Lisa yet, but we found Wiltek's mom and stuff.
What I didn't tell y'all is I've already had a sweatshirt. I have designed a sweatshirt for next fall.
What's it say, Wiltek? Simple math, motherfucker.
It's not curse. No, it does not.
Well, that's the challenge of a Wiltek shirt right now.
Does it say country time lemonade?
Does it say? I'm sorry, does it say what? You cut out for a second. I feel like you're hearing aid zapped.
Country time lemonade.
It does not say that, Lee.
I just wonder.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm glad Lee mentioned that, too, because I would like to thank our sponsor, Country Time Lemonade. The shit's delicious. It don't taste the same, man, like it used to. Back in the day, shit.
Nothing like a country time when you had a stoplight in your city.
Stoplight.
At a stoplight. Dollar. Cow tipping. Chilling. Well,
have you ever been cow tipping, Lee? That's real.
Yes, ma'am. I've been cow tipping many, numerous times.
You're supposed to say many moons.
As a boy.
To make it authentic.
Well, I can't say many moons like that.
The sad part about it is you sound just like my granddad.
I believe that, Miss Lisa. You know, it's hard out here for a pimp. You know, it's...
That's not like my granddad.
I don't think your granddad started off the beginning. Pimping ain't easy and shit. It'd be dope as shit as he did, though, right?
Anything goes when it comes to husband.
Is he from Texas?
He is from Texas.
Most of them people from Texas are little miniature pimps.
I'm sorry. Wait, go back that word right before.
Are.
Are. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Most of the people from Texas are what?
Oh, they miniature. Well, no, I can't say that. Women are usually bigger than men. Taller.
In Texas, I can say that.
Yeah, that's what I see. So, Lisa, you might say you're 6 feet, but you like 6'7".
Why? Because a metric scale in Texas is
to protect the safety of the short Texas man. We need to change. We need to make changes here, people. Special guest needs to come in and explain this to us. I present you Wiltek. Damn right, motherfucker, we need to change this metric scale. It's simple math. Because that's the way I talk.
I think it has something to do with dating Miss Weatherly back in the day.
No, I was never dating somebody like that. I'm gonna let you. You gotta figure that out. Now. I won't do it again.
Oh man!
Oh man!
At least to call Connie and ask her if she's standing up.
No. I won't do it. I'm like, don't even know I stay up for failing late nights. She need bread, she need rice, she need thread, she need ice. Either tell it to my bank account or say it to the dice. When I lay down in my bed, it's like my head in a vice. When I look inside the mirror, all I see is flaws. When I look inside the mirror, all I see is balls. In the wee hours of night, trying to squeeze out balls. Bismillah, just so y'all can pick me apart.